expert mic stand work there. You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. I'm 50 years old. I've never been on an internet dating site or anything like that. Somebody just said to me recently, how long have you been with your wife, Mark? I said, oh, 25 years. And they said, oh, so you met the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way? I didn't like swap her for two camels and a yak. Buy her in a slave auction. And I think people get a bit like romantic about the old-fashioned way. Like the old-fashioned way of meeting people was through friends, and it had one major flaw. You needed friends. The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist, which in my case I think means I've been pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Jean-Paul Sartre says that life begins beyond despair. And I think pretty much the same way about Huddersfield. The French philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said that man is born free, but everywhere around us is in chains. In my case, it's mainly Pret-a-Manger and Café Nero. I spend a lot of time in Café Nero standing behind somebody who's really keen to know what the alternatives to milk are. And I find this really irritating. I find it so irritating that I come out in a rash. I think I might be lactose intolerant. So people say that soy milk, nut milk, is a lot more healthy and natural than cow's milk. But I'm not so sure. What kind of hormone regime do you have to put a cashew nut through to make it grow tits? Do you think recycling is a bit like sex? Nobody's really sure they're doing it right. You think other people might be doing it a lot more than you? And a lot better? You find yourself saying, is this wet? It's not really dry. Does that count as food? And sometimes, you put something in the wrong hole, you just leave it there. Do you think if you are what you eat, Boris Johnson must eat a lot of massive cocks? I have some sympathy with Brexiters, because some things seem like a really good idea and then just turn out not to be. So, for example, I read a book on how to do oral sex. It's called She Comes First, haha. It's got a picture of a papaya on the front cover, and it has some, what sounds like good advice on how to do oral sex. So, when you go down there, cover the whole area. Don't just concentrate on the top bit. See, technical language there, top bit. Some slightly weirder advice. Maintain eye contact. What? These are very focals. And then some downright weird advice. When you're down there, put your top teeth against the clitoris and hum. Turn yourself into a human vibrator. Who's not going to want that, right? So, the only problem is, I was on board with this, I thought I'd give it a try. When you get down there, what are you going to hum? Nothing seems right. In the jungle, the mighty jungle? No. Land Down Under by Men at Work, better, I suppose. Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, maybe. I went with the theme tune from the Dambusters. Gave a whole new meaning to the phrase, does not go down well. I think I'm going to finish on some actual jokes. Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you can sleep with his wife on Sunday afternoons. If you stare at the Medusa, you turn to stone and you're killed. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a Gorgon conclusion. That's it. Thank you very much.
Stringer, give it a chair.
Yeah.